We're starting Sota Daf Lamed Tes, and we are continuing very much with the Inyanim of Birchas Kayanim, which we got into because the name of the parak is Elin Amarim. We're discussing which Dibor needs to be Belashon HaKodesh. One of those things was Birchas Kayanim, and we had started discussing some of the dinim. So we are going to begin, it's actually the second wide line on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. On the Amar Rab Ada, we had just finished the 8 simonim of the dinim of Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rav Ada, Amar Samloi, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kehanim. If you have a shul that's made up entirely of Kehanim, Kulam Olin LeDuchen. They all will go up to the Duchen, they'll all go up, okay, leaving nobody. So the question is, Lemi Mevarchen? Well, they're all going up to say the bracha to Duchen. Who are they giving the bracha to? Amar Rav Zeir Lachem Shebesadais. They're giving it to their brothers that are in the fields. Eini, Frakta Gemara, really, people that couldn't be bothered to come to shul, are they going to be yaitza with this bracha? They're going to get the bracha. V'hatani abba b'reidira min yimin barachia. Am shecher kehanim enim l'chal bracha. Well, if there are people who are in the shul and they're behind the kehanim, they're not in the bracha. So for sure, the people out in the fields shouldn't be nechal in the bracha. So the Gemara says, no. It's in fact not true. Like Kasha, hadanisi hadolayanisi. Well, there's a difference. The people that had a job, they had work, they couldn't come to shul. Fine, they're a nuisance. But the people that were in shul that couldn't be bothered to walk to in front of the kohanim, they're pashem, and therefore they are not going to be nechal in the bracha. V'hatani Reb Sibi mi Birta de Shechri from the right Birta generally means capital city. Rashi says Biri, so it's a palace, but I guess Hainuach, that's where the palace was. So hatani Reb Sibi mi Mibirta de Shechri, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kehanim, Mitzasin Oilin. So how could we say, Rav Ada Bar Samloi say, that if you have a shul, that's all Kehanim, all the Kehanim go up, and they give the bracha to the random, to the people who are Einzin, who couldn't come, people out in the fields or whatever, people in the city. But Vatani Rav Simi Mibirta de Shechri, Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kehanim, Mitzasin Oilin, Mitzasin Oilin Amein. That it's not true. Not all the Kehanim go up. Some stay, and some go up. So the Gemara says, Lakasha, it depends. Ha de ishtayir be'asara, that if there's at least 10 in the shul, ha de lo ishtayir be'asara, meaning the amount of people that can, well, 11, right. So it's the amount of people that can go up, actually it's a discussion about 11, I'll get there in a second, but the amount of people that can go up would be leaving 10 to here. So if you're, anyways, let's say you have exactly 10, let's go with somebody, you have exactly 10, so then everyone's going to go up. Okay, if you have 12, so then 2 would go up, leaving 10 to hear the bracha. Okay, and therefore, if you have 20, so then that's where you split. So the answer is you split, but we were talking about a case where you weren't going to leave over 10, so that's, or there were only 10, and therefore everybody went up. Now, in regards to 11 specifically, and the Torah brings it down, that if you have more than 10, so if you have more than 10, so a mistama, if you'd have 11, one person would go up and make the bracha for everybody. Now, we didn't mention this yesterday, but... Huh?
Even with scissors, you need 2 people.
Ah, so very good. So the Bir Halacha shtells on this. He says, wait, 1 second. If you remember yesterday, we discussed that you don't call Kaihanim unless there's 2. So the Machlekes Rishonim, if that means that the whole din of Birchas Kaihanim is only if you have 2 people. According to some Rishonim, if there's only 1, it's not a din of Birchas Kaihanim Daraisa. There's still a din Darabanan, but since you don't call, meaning how seriously do we take the Amar? That you have to call them up to go up. So it's Machlekes Rishonim. So according to the Bir Halacha, hold on 1 second. If you have 11... And he doesn't answer. He says, according to the Prima Gadda, maybe they would still go up. But the question is like this: if you're now saying, think about it this way, if there was 10 people, all 10 go up, so that's Berchas Kanim Daraisa, because they're Mevarach Besada. Now, if you're only calling one up, and only one person's going up, that's Dafka, so if you had only 11, then you now switch from Daraisa to Darabanan. Okay, and the Prima Gadda says, well, it's all Darabanan anyway. But he goes back and forth, he discusses, is this true by 11, or would Dafka be 12? So it's easier to just say 12, not 11. If there's 12, then definitely 2 go up, 10 stay, and then you definitely have you have 2. But other than that, if it's 11, sending one up would get you into that machlekes, whether or not a one kain duchening on his own would be a din derabanan daraisa. Gufa. Tana abba b'reidim minyimin barchia, am sha'achari kaihanim enim b'chal bracha. So we said that the people who are not in front, who are behind the kaihanim, so we said the people who are behind the kaihanim, they're not going to be in the bracha. Pshita arichi ba'api gutzi. So let's say they were just blocked, meaning they're there, they're really in front of the kaihanim, but you have arichi, tall people in front of short people, okay, so they can't, they're not in the sight of vision, the line of vision to the kaihanim. So then loy mafsiki. That's not going to be hafsik. Teva loy mafsiki. If you have the bima, the aron zakat mafsik either, but the question is, what about mechitza? What happens if you had a real mechitza? Would that be mafsek? So Tashima, Damar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afilu mechitza sher barzel, ein mafsek es bein Yisrael, Lavi Yisrael Shemayim. That even if it was a mechitza of barzel, you would be fine. So again, a mechitza is not going to be a problem. Now, Ibayiluhu tzadim mahu. Okay, so we know that if the am is in front of the kaihanim, then they're in the bracha. If they're behind the kaihanim, they're poishaya, they're not in the bracha. What about exactly on the side? Tzadim mahu amarav abba maravashi tashima ditznan. Now we're going to shtel this to a sugya of hazah. So we know that if there is a kalim or a person has a tuma that comes from a mace, so what do? We do hazah on the third day and the seventh day. So now niskavin la hazah is lefanav. So let's say a guy is in a room, okay, the kain with the skan with the mechatas, and he wants to be metahar kalim. There's kalim in front of him and kalim behind him. Now the hazah requires kavana. So now the time of the skavin la hazah is lefanav. Let's say you intended to do hazah on the kalim that were in front of you. He's a lachayrav, and okay, you twitched, and whoops, the hazah, the sprinkle went backwards. Okay, but those weren't the kalim that you had intended. Lachayrav, these are the fun of hazah, so psula. It's not a good hazah. Again, Rashi here says, "Deba'inen kavana latara k'tichsev v'hiza hatara latame shehim miskaven loy." So you need kavana. So here's a situation where you need kavana. Lefana v'hiza latstadim. If you intended to be matara the kalim that were in front of you and it went to the sides, latstadim sheb befanav. Now what it says is that the sides slightly offset, so it's a little bit in front of you. Hazasa k'shera. The hazah is k'shera. So we're saying at least on the sides. What we're saying is that you don't have to be directly in front. The gra was makbid to be directly in front, but you don't have to be directly in front. Meaning the sides is fine as long as you're a little in front. We don't discuss what happens if you're exactly on the side. Okay, the mashmas on Rashi I think is afal bisha in an achareim mamish kala achra dummy. Rashi seems to be saying that if you're exactly parallel, it would be problematic. On the side. But again, the side's okay as long as you're a little bit in front. The point is that you don't have to be completely in front. I'm a Rabbi Rav Huna. Kivan sheniftach Sefer Torah. So now we're going to jump over to Sefer Torah. We're actually going to have the sugya of Sefer Torah, some of the dinim later, intertwined with Duchening, Birchas Kainim. So we're going to see this is not the first time where we're going to jump from Birchas Kainim to Sefer Torah. Some say because, again, just like we see from here, what are we saying? Kimin sheniftach Sefer Torah. Once the Sefer Torah is opened, now Rashi actually doesn't say open, but he says, uch shehischil, when you start reading. We'll see from the Pasuk. But again, the point is, kimin sheniftach Sefer Torah, once the Sefer Torah is opened, asur lesaper, afilu b'dvar halacha, it's asur to talk, to say anything, even dvar halacha. So again, some learn, why is this here? Why is this so get stuck in the middle here? Because just like there's an isser to talk while there is reading from the Torah, so too there's an isser to talk when we're getting the bracha from the kahanim. Of course, it wouldn't be proper. Shenemar, as a pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Nehemiah referring to Ezra reading the Sefer Torah u'pischai, and when the Sefer Torah was open u'pischai. Now, and that's what Rashi says. Actually, pischai here is k'shehiskel. Pischai means once they opened to read, once they started reading. Amdu kala am. Okay, everybody stood up. Now, this standing up is actually shtika. Doesn't mean standing up. It means quiet. So as soon as they started reading, everybody was quiet. So the words here aren't exactly as they're meant. Pischai means once they started laning. And oimed means shtika. Shenemar v'huchlu, and I waited, ki lo yidabru ki amdu. Lo yonu oid. Okay, ki lo yidabru ki amdu, because they didn't stand. Again, we're saying standing doesn't mean actually standing. It means quiet. And then they no longer answer. From the pasuk says that everybody listen to the Sefer Torah. So of course you can't be listening if you're talking. Okay, so this is the din that once the Sefer Torah is open, but it doesn't mean open. Once you start laning, then you're not allowed to talk. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina says, if you medayik from the Lashon and Bracha, so he says that since it's mashma afilu ben gavra legavra would be aser. Why? Because it says it would pischai, kishe hischel, once you start laning. It doesn't say whilst the guy's laning. It says once you start, it's aser to talk until it's finished. Okay, not everybody has a machlekes paiskim. And in regards to, I know some people have a practice, but Yisus says in regards to reading Shnayim Mikra, so he says it's mutter. Okay, because anyways, we know they used to read with the Targuman. However, the Shulchan Aruch brings down and he says that we should not. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down and really Paiskin Paskin that you should not. Again, you should be mechavin to listen. So it's not just about just talking, but you should be mechavin to listen as well. And Tosis, I'll just mention quickly here, brings down that the Gemara in Brachas, that Rav Sheshes would turn away and he would learn. Okay, he would say the famous words, Inhu bidi tu, banan bidi dan. I'm going to learn what I'm going to learn, and they're going to learn what they're going to learn. So how is it possible? Okay, it's meaning that you're not allowed to, it says you're not allowed to be talking, so how could you be learning? So there's a few different pshatim given. Taisus here says either demahadar ape, that either he turned away, so he was turned to the side, or the Taisus brings down that Rav Sheshes was blind. Since he was blind, he had no chiyuv. He couldn't actually learn Torah Shebiksav, because Torah Shebiksav Yata Rishai Lo Emer Bal Peh. And therefore, that's why he said, meaning for the rest of the Kaal, they learn Torah Shebiksav, but for me, I can't, because anyways, I'm blind, so I have to learn Torah Shebiksav, and that's why he was learning something different. There's many other numerous answers given here. Taisus has other answers, and there's other answers given. Maybe it's Yotzi Yizchiyav already, etc., etc. Okay. Vamar Rabbi Yishua ben Levi. Viter, another member of Yishua ben Levi. It's not connected. We had yesterday, they ate on the simen. So another member of Shimon Levi, Kol Kayin Shalinat Yaldav LeYisas Kapav. Any Kayin that does not wash his hands, Shenat Dochet. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Su'u Yedechem Kaidush Yevarches Hashem. And the pasuk says, Su'u Yedechem Kaidush Yevarchu, that you have to have hands that are Kaidush and then Baruch Hu Es Hashem. So Rashi here says, Shalinat Yaldav Lefnei Losol Dochet. So it sounds like this is a separate Etil Sidaim. However, Tosfos brings down Rashi saying that Pirish Rashi Amar Li. Amar li Rebbe, im natal yadav shachris, v'nitar kayin ain't sarach li tal yadav. That Tosfos brings down that he had a version of Rashi, or that he understood Rashi to be meaning that if he already took it's a question of tumas yadayim. And so that we're discussing, is this a separate din of netila, or is it a question of tumas yadayim, that your hands can't be tame? Tosfos learns that it's a separate din, that you have to, there has to be a netila sedayim. He learns that it's one of the takeoffs, the shleisha. Take of l'smicha shchita, tevel l'netil sedayim bracha, tevel l'gu'ula tefila, it's one of those three, and therefore you need netil sedayim take of to the bracha, to the birchas kaihanim, and he learns it to take of l'smicha, how immediate, and this could be nageya, where anytime we wash our hands, how much time, let's say washing for challah or whatever it is, how much time should there be? So he brings down 22 amas, because these are all part of the take of l'smicha shchita, and the amount of distance that you have to cover, they would wash their hands, and then they would go, there was Yud Aleph amas of Ezra's Yisrael, and then Ezra's Kayadim, so 22 amas in Nazara, that's the take-off that we're talking about. So it's a shear of 22 amas. So again, the question is, how soon do you have to? So Rashi seems to be saying, and actually the Rambam paskins is that it's a question of, are your hands tahar? If your hands are tahar, so then the Kayhanim would not have to wash their hands at all. According to the way Tosfos is learning, there's a separate din to wash your hands immediately before, or for the Kayhanim to wash his hands immediately before. And Al-Kabanim, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, he says, let's say you don't have water. So first of all, he says this, the pasuk of Suyideh Mokkaidesh Baruch HaShem is an asmachta. He says, if you don't have water, then you could be semech on the Rambam, that if you know that your hands are tahar, meaning, if you know that you weren't metami yadayim, then you could be semech on the netil sedayim before. Shalom talmidav esrav elozer ben shemua b'ma harachta yamim. So this is a agadata that we had in Megillah as well. Elozer ben shemua said, so his talmidim asked him, b'ma harachta yamim. Why were you zeicha to long life? Amar lehem, he said three things. Miyamai lo yasisi beis haknesses kapandria. Number one, I didn't make the shul into a shortcut. V'loi pasati al roshe am kadosh. And I never stepped on the heads of the Am Kaddish. Now, what does that mean? In the Beis HaMidrash, in those days, they would sit on the floor. So if somebody came in late, so then he would have to walk to get to his seat, it would look like he's stepping on someone's head. And what he's saying is, I never came late. I never put myself in that matzav where it looked like I was stepping on somebody's heads of other people. And I never duchen, he was a kain, without saying a bracha. Okay, now it's interesting. All three of these things are halachas. First one, that's a halacha. It's usher to make a shul into a shortcut. So why are you saying, this mamaharach the yamim, that you kept the halacha? Of course you have to. So it's a chiyuv. So there's a few answers given. Back in Megillah, we discussed a couple of these answers, that there are heterim that the Gemara says, that if let's say it was already a shortcut and then the shul was built, then you're allowed to use it. Or let's say you went in for another reason, so then you can, let's say you went into the shul for another reason, so then you can continue using it as a shortcut. So even those, he was extra machmer, that even on the heterim, not to keep it. What's interesting is on the bracha, ostensibly, you would think that the bracha for Birchas Kayanim is a chiyuv. You have to make a bracha before. So what's pshat? So there's many answers given as far as, again, the question is if you have to make a bracha, so then why was he zeicha to arichas yamim? Because he made a bracha. You have to make a bracha. So one of the answers I saw given was that he was actually the one who was miyaseid the bracha. That really, since, and we mentioned this yesterday in why, when we discussed Baruch and Baruch, right? Why did we compare it to the Anu Amen? Because this is something where the Nusach HaBracha is written out in the Torah. So the Nisach HaBracha is written out. So you're actually, here, it's you're making a bracha. For instance, let's say Kiddush. You don't have to make a bracha to make Kiddush. Now you make a bracha on the Yayin, but the Kiddush is the bracha. So you don't need a bracha to make a bracha. So too, when it comes to Berachas Kayanim, since the Lashon of the bracha is Yivarech HaShem, that's what you're saying. That's the Lashon that the Torah prescribed as a bracha. So you really wouldn't need a bracha. Just like you don't have to make a bracha to make Kiddush. Bracha is a Kiddush is a bracha, but you don't have to make a bracha for the Kiddush. So too, you don't have to make a bracha, you would think, for Berachas Kayanim. And you really don't. Make your Adin, and that he was the one, Mamaharach Yamim, that he was the one and was Miyase the bracha. That's one of the Pshat. Mai Mevarach. So what is this bracha that the Kayanim make before Dochanim? Amar Zera, Amar Chista, Asher Kichanim, Dusha, Soy Shal Aharain, B'tzivanu, Levarach Es Amma Yisrael, Ba'ahava. Okay, it's interesting that it's Ba'ahava. Right? That's the last. Right. How do we know Ba'ahava? What's the makar for Ba'ahava? Why are the Kayhanim saying Ba'ahava? It sounds like it's a nice thing. The Magen Avraham actually brings that the makar is from the Zohar in Nasa, that it says that if he doesn't love the people, or the people don't love him, then he should not actually dachen. That this is a condition for dachening. The Mishnah Berura, I think he's arguing, because he says that it's not a question of love, but rather it's the opposite. It is if it's a kayin who hates people, then it's a big sakana. So he doesn't say that he have to actually love every person. It's ba'ahava, meaning what does that mean according to the Mishnah Berurah? That if you hate him, then you're not allowed to dochen. It's a sakana gadol, he says. Okay, fine. Ki akar kare. So now when he shuffles his feet, meaning in this week discuss what does it mean shuffling feet when you start going up. And Rashi actually here says the chiyakar kare, but it's not actually starting, because yesterday when we learned it, it was starting to go up. Akar kare, he starts to go up. You have to go up during avodah. You have to at least start. You don't have to be up at the dochen. But here he says chiyakar kare. Rashi says ba avodah lemesak v'hu makser panav klapei teva mayamar. So it's mashma and Rashi that he's already standing up there. He's klapei teva. So right before he's dochening, what does he say? My Amar, what does the Kayin say? He rasam b'fanech Hashem elkeinu shetei bracha zu, shetzivi sanu, this bracha that you commanded, levarech es amcha Yisrael, lo yehei ba michshol va'avan, so he says a tefillah that there should be no michshol, this v'chiba adar apeim yitzibura, and when he turns his face away from the tzibur, meaning, and this is now at the end, that there's a tefillah that the Kayin's going to say at the end after the brachas are done. B'chim ha'adar apim mitzibur amai amar adabre rav chistel rav ukva v'dara shibonu shal oylam asinu masha gazar toleinu. There's a tefillah that the Kayanim say that we did masha gazar toleinu asei imanu masha yiftachtonu, that you should now, right? And the question is like this, right? I mean, really what we're addressing is if the Kayanim are the ones that had the tzivoy to be mevarach la'am, who's mevarach the Kayanim? They're out of the bracha. So the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Hashkifa. So asinu masha yiftachtonu, that be maskim to our bracha, and vani avarachim. We mentioned yesterday, right? That those who, so now, the Kayanim are saying, now it's time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's time for you to do your thing. Hashkifim amelin kachachim anashamayim. Amar avchista. So now we're going to have a bunch more dinim. Amar avchista, and the Kayanim, rishayim lakuf kishrei etzbayseim. They are not allowed to, so the Kayanim, the Shechina is coming through, they have to keep their fingers straight. So now they're not allowed to bend their fingers, ad sheyachzru pneam min atzibar, until they turn away from the tzibur. Okay? And we're gonna have a series right now of a bunch procedural, right? That you can't do X until A can't do X until B does Y, right? So everything has to follow a prescribed order. And we started getting into that here. We're saying that the Kayhanim, right, what happened at the end, and then we said that they're not allowed, okay, they're keeping their fingers straight. They're not allowed to start bending their joints of their fingers until Yachziru Panehem and Atzibar. And we're going to have, from a formatting perspective, about a half a amud of different procedures. That the kairi, right, which we said yesterday was the shots, kairanim, the person who says kairanim, so you can't do that. Ashe yichla amein mipi Atzibar. Okay, now this is which amein is this? This is the amein of the Berchas Haidah. So what we're saying is they have to make sure to finish. And we're going to bring down that all of these things are because of trei kailu loy mishtai, that a person can't hear two kailu. So you have to make sure that the amen is finished before the person does a din to hear the kaihanim and then the bracha, right? And then ve'ena kaihanim rishai lahaskal bracha, the kaihanim can't start the bracha achi chala dibar mipiakairi, until the dibar, meaning until the kaihanim is finished. Again, we have to hear, each thing has to be separate. Ve'ena hatzibar rishai lanus amen. So the Kayhanim say Yivarechacha, they dochen Yivarechacha Hashem Yishmerecha, and then Ein Hatzibur Rishayin Lanus Amein Ad Shetichla Bracha Mipi HaKayhanim. They can't say Amein. They have to make sure that even though if you're annoyed, how long they sang before Yishmerecha, you can't jump the Amen. You got to wait till the Sefer's finished with the Amen. Vein ha-kayanim rishayim lahaschel b'bracha acheres, and the kayanim cannot start another bracha ad sheyichla Amen mipiat Sefer. Okay, now this one is a little interesting. That the kayanim are not rishay lahaschel b'bracha acheres ad sheyichla Amen mipiat Sefer. So it sounds like, if we're talking about Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerecha, so the Tzibur says Amen, and then what we're saying is, the Kayanim can't go on to the next one, Yar Hashem Panav, until the Amen's finished. Well, the problem is what about the Kairi? There's a Kairi there. They don't, we just skip the Kairi. So some learn that this, actually, this B'bracha is talking about the Hi Ratzon at the end, once there's no Kairi. Remember what we said, what do they say at the end? Some learn that here, because otherwise, how do you understand that? They should have to wait for the Kairi to say Yair before they go ahead and read that. Okay, so now, I just want to mention one thing, which is, we said, and Taisa tells on this, that Rashi explained that the reason why all of these things are Trei Kol Mishtayim. We're going to have a bunch of this. We're going to get into Kriyas HaTorah, that you can't hear two voices at the same time. So therefore, we have to be very makbid, for instance, that before the Kayhanim start making the bracha, or before the Kayhanim start the second bracha, that there's an Amen. Or that it has to be divided. Okay, well, the question is, then how, if there's a mitzvah for the Kayhanim, how do you have the Kayhanim going up and all saying it together? If Trei Kol Mishtayim. So the answer is that something that's chaviv, we saw this when we talked about Megillah, we had this, or it's the Hallel, that something that's chaviv, Trei Kol is Mishtayim, that a person can strain to hear, and you are able to hear if it's something that's chaviv, something that's unique, certainly for us where we only have duchening on Yontif, so it is something that's chaviv. But he says that this idea of chaviv is only if they're all saying the same thing. So therefore, for the Kayhanim, all this 50 Kayhanim up there, it's not a problem with Trei Kol Mishtayim because it's Chaviv. But the Amen to Tzimish, because they're saying different things, so there we have to be makbid on where this starts and stops. Remember, Zeir, Amar, Chista.
Boris taking us step by step through the Birkas Kohanim yesterday, and today doesn't say anything about the Ayayayis.
It doesn't say anything about the Ayayayis, it's true. It's true. It also doesn't say which Niggin.
Yes.
Remember, Zeir, Amar, Chista. Eina Kayhanim Rishayim Lahatzer Pneim Lenatzibar. That the Kayhanim are not able to turn their faces away from the tzibur ad sheyaschil shliach tzibur b'sim shalom. Okay, so as we know, the kayhanim are standing face to face, back to the shechina, face to face with the tzibur. They're not allowed to turn back around until the shliach tzibur starts saying shim shalom. And the kayhanim are not allowed to leave the duchen la'akaragleim v'leilech ad sheyigmar shliach tzibur sim shalom, until he finishes sim shalom. Okay, so at the beginning, once he starts sim shalom, the kayhanim can turn back around, but they have to stay at the duchen until the shliach tzibur finishes shim shalom. Ein hatzibur. Now this is, now we're gonna switch to follow the same format, right? Again, A can't do X until B does Y. Follow that format, but Vamar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chista, Ein HaTzibur, this is in regards to Kriyas HaTorah. Ein HaTzibur Rishonim La'anos Amen, that the Tzibur cannot answer Amen, Atshe Techala Bracha Mipiat Kairei. Until the Bracha, the person who's Kairei, who gets the Aliyah, he has to finish making the Bracha. Asher Bracha Bar Amen, Kairei Rishon is Likrois B'Torah. So again, guy gets up, he makes the Bracha, you can't answer Amen until he finishes making the Bracha. Then the guy who's supposed to read the Torah, the person who got the aliyah, Ein HaKari Rishayim Likros B'Torah Ad Sheichal Amen Mipiat Tzibur. He has to wait until the Amen is finished Mipiat Tzibur. Ve'ein HaMetargim Rishayim LaHaschel B'Targim Ad Sheichal Pasuk Ben HaKari. And the Meturgamon, who would interpret in between, has to wait until the Kari is finished. Ve'ein HaKari Rishayim LaHaschel Pasuk Acher. And the person who has the aliyah, the person who's reading the Torah, he can't start the next pasuk ad sheichal targum mipi hametargim. Amar Rav Tanchum Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Hamaftir Ben Navi, if the person who it gets the who gets to read the Navi, okay, he gets it, so he gets maftir, meaning tzarach sheyikra b'tari tchili, he has to read a portion of the Torah. V'amar Rav Tanchon, Amar Rishu ben Levi, ein hamaftir rishai lehaftir ben Navi ad sheyagal sefer Torah. That the maftir, the person who's reading the maftir, cannot, so we do galila afterwards, the sefer Torah is rolled up, the guy, right, the way we do it, he does it hagway, he sits down, the sefer Torah, the guy, the 8-year-old kid who they decided to give galila to is struggling to figure out how to get the mantle on, everybody's waiting, can you start to read after? No, you cannot, okay? And what does Rashi say here? That it's the whole thing, it's not, I just want to be clear, ad sheyigal sefer Torah b'met b'chaysav. Clearly it says that you have to wait to start the Haftarah until the mantle is on, until the Sefer Torah is fully covered. Why? Okay, so that they should be, we have to give them an opportunity to hear it as well, the Goyal. Okay, so again, this it seems like that this is only a din in Ashkenaz. We don't know Ashkenaz, so it's not a problem. Because anyways, you have to wait to Sefer Torah to get finished, because the next thing is the Hallelu. But in Nusach Sfar, this sounds like it's only a din for Haftarah. When you're laying Haftarah, because we want the guy who's getting Galilo to be able to hear the Haftarah, and he's busy with wrapping Sefer Torah, you have to wait until Sefer Torah is completely wrapped. But Asher Yavol Tzion, it doesn't seem like there's any problem. You don't have to wait for that, as long as, and a lot of places are naig, that as soon as the Sefer Torah is rolled, you can start.
Sorry, is it only somebody that has a chiyuv in the Haftarah? Like if he's a kid, he didn't...
Yeah, so I guess that's an interesting question, right? If it's a chiyuv, it doesn't seem like we're machalik, but that's a good point. When I said the young kid's struggling, I guess I put my foot in my mouth. The Hagba. Well, again, if you're Hagba, right, the Hagba guy, the guy who's getting Hagba is Isaac with it as well. Okay. Remember, Rav Tanchon Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Ein Shleach Tzibur Rishai L'Hafshet Es HaTeva, B'Tzibur B'Pnei Kavod Tzibur. So this, Rashi gives a little introduction as to what the process was. That in those days, they would keep, Shayadarkam L'Havi Sefer Torah M'Bayis Acher. And really, that's the way Rashi is going to learn this entire story. They used to keep the Sefer Torah somewhere else, under lock and key, in a safe. Okay, but it wasn't kept in the shul. So then, when they were going to bring the Sefer Torah into shul, so they would bring the Sefer Torah and put it in an aron in shul, and they would adjourn the aron in the shul with all sorts of sadim noim, right? They would have different mishtamer by the basic. This is a person begodim noim savet vateva manicha noisa b'seicha k'sheyotzin misham v'noitlin sefer Torah l'licha l'bayit samishtamer. Okay, lo yafshitu abegodim en ateva. So what we're saying is that they would, where the Sefer Torah was going to be put, they would put all nice begodim when the Sefer Torah, right, when the Sefer Torah was in residence, when the Sefer Torah was there, so it would be nice. So what we're saying is that en sheyach tzibur that we're here, we're obviously referring to the Gabbai, that he's not allowed to take the nice begotten they put, okay, because it doesn't look right. It's a Kavarat Tzibur sort of issue, but you wait until the Sefer Torah is gone, until the Tzibur actually leaves, and then you take these things off. I'm Rav Tanchon, Rishon Levi, Ein HaTzibur Rishayim Latzeis Ad Sheyinotel Sefer Torah, V'yanich B'menkaimai, we have that Rashi Yitzmashma is not Gervis V'yanich B'kaimai. It's the point is that Rishon Ben Levi holds Ein HaTzibur Rishayim Latzeis Ad Sheyinotel Sefer Torah. So again, in this same example where the Sefer Torah was kept somewhere else, so what we're saying is that until the Sefer Torah was taken, meaning they started, the Sefer Torah was starting to go out, so then you're not allowed to, but once it was taken, you didn't have to wait, the Tzibur didn't have to wait until it was put in its place. That's why Rashi is not Goyris V'yanich B'mkame, but it's Ad Sheyinotel Sefer Torah until it was taken, they started moving the Sefer Torah, then the people could start leaving. Shmuel Amar Ad Sheyetze, until the Sefer Torah leaves the Beis HaKnesses, not until you just stand up and start taking it away, but until it actually leaves.
So they're not waiting for that person to come back who's taking
it. 1 second, so Valoy Pligi, it depends. Oh, you're right, so we're not talking about waiting for the person. No, what we're saying is it's the end of davening, right? As far as we're concerned, it's the end of davening. Now, they were going to take the Sefer Torah. So the first memra is Ad Sheyinotel Sefer Torah. In other words, don't leave before the Sefer Torah is picked up to start going. Then you can leave. Shmuel says, no, Ad Sheyetze. You have to wait for the Sefer Torah to exit the building, the premises, before. Again, we're talking in Rashi, we're talking about where the Sefer Torah wasn't kept in the shul. So you have to wait until it's Yetzeh. It depends. If there's one entrance or two entrances, what we're saying is like this. If there's two entrances, so the Sefer Torah has its own entrance, then you can, as soon as they pick up the Sefer Torah, you can leave from the other entrance. Like here, right? The shul has two entrances. As soon as they pick up the Sefer Torah to say Hallelujah, right, before it even gets to the Aron, and that's what Rashi is learning. Again, here it's in the Aron, so maybe you would have to wait. You would have to wait until it's put aside. But again, imagine if it's going to be taken out. So as soon as they say Hallelujah, so then you could leave from the other exit. But if there's only one exit, and the Sefer Torah is going to have to go through that exit to exit, then you wait for the Sefer Torah first. Okay, then Rava said, Barahina Azbarali, he explained to me that why do you have to wait for the Sefer Torah again? Where there's only one exit, you have to wait for the Sefer Torah to leave the building first. That you should go, that you should leave after the Sefer Torah, and that is the pasuk that we're going to learn this din from. Like we said, Rashi, this is the way Rashi learns that we're talking about this whole sugya in regards to Sefer Torah, is talking about where the Sefer Torah was not kept on premises, it was kept somewhere else. The Gra learns this with a different girsa, okay, and then he He learns this differently, that it doesn't, it's all about the Sefer Torah being put in its proper place. Okay, and therefore it would not really matter whether the Sefer Torah was kept there or not. Either way, you'd have to wait. He has a whole different gear sort of learning this here. But I think we'll stop here. And then tomorrow we're going to continue with the third daf that is on Berachas Kayanim, and it's going to take us to the next Mishnah. Okay, so on Amud Beis of tomorrow, but we're going to start discussing this din of which psukim should be discussed, etc. So I'll just quickly. We have time today. So I'll quickly just review. So
where does it mention the tune that they sing it in?
So I'm just going to go through a summary. Rav Adava says the basic necessity of Kehanim. That's what we started today. We said that if it's all Kehanim, then they all go up to Dochen. And who are they benching? If they're all up there, so who are they benching? That's Achem Shebesadeis. And we said that it's different than Am Shacharei HaKehanim, that the people who couldn't be bothered to go in front of the Kehanim, okay, because these people are Anusim, and we said that this is only, that everybody goes up when you won't be leaving 10, okay, but meaning, let's say, for instance, there's only 10 people, so then everybody goes up. But Rav Simi said that if you had a situation, let's say, we wanted to steer clear of 11 based on the Ber Halacha, but if you wanted to go with 12, if there's 12 people, then two people would go up, and the 10, two people would make the Bracha Kehanim, they would make the Bracha, they would Dochen, and the 10 would essentially function, 10 Kayanim would stay back and function as the Yam. And then we learned this din. We said, the Am Shachar Yekarim are not Bechal the Bracha. We wanted to know, okay, meaning we said it's Pashat, that if you had a short person being blocked from the Kayanim by a tall person, or the Teva, or something like that, then of course they're Nechal in the Bracha. But the question is, what happens if there's a Mechitza? Can you stand behind the Mechitza? And we said, Afilu Mechitza Sharbarzel Einam Afsekes, between Bein Yisrael Avim Shem Hashemayim. Then we asked, what about the tzadim? What about on the sides? So we brought a raya from being Matahir Kalim, from the Hazah, that we said, the Matahir Kalim, that we said that you need Kavana. We said that if you're Matahir, you intend to be Matahir, the ones that are in front, and right, you spasm and it goes backwards, so then since you didn't have Kavana for backwards, it's not going to be good. But what about on the sides? So we said if it's on the sides, if it's slightly offset to the front of you, then Stadim, we said that would be okay. Okay, so to Berachas Kayanim, again, it's mashma that if they're exactly parallel on the sides, that it wouldn't be good. It has to be slightly in front. And then we just had the din. We had one din of Sefer Torah here, and we got to more dinim later, that we said that when the Sefer Torah is open, it is Pischai, which we said when Shehischil, so it's not really open, but rather once, the way Rashi learned it was once they started reading from the Torah, so then Amdu Kalam, we said Amdu Washasku. There's also obviously the din of whether you have to stand for Kriyas HaTorah here as well. Amdu, again, depending on how you learn this, Amdu. If you say, like the Gemara is saying, Amdu Washasku, so then there's no din. There's a Chumra too, but okay. Then we had other members of Rishu Ben Levi that Kol Kayin Shaloi Natal Yad, if he didn't wash his hands, Su'i Dechem Kodesh, we said it was an Asmachta, that he has to wash his hands in order, okay, there was a question of does he have to specifically wash his hands for this, or does he have to have Tahar hands? But either way, some sort of Natil Sedaim, Shal Tamidus Rabbi Elazar Ben Shemua, then we had the Memra, B'mahar Achta Yamim, we said three things. Why he was a Achta Yamim, he didn't make the shul into a shortcut, we explained even though that seems to be a din, and Loi Pasati Arashia Am, and the third thing was that he never benched, he was a Kayin, he never duchened without a bracha. Okay, and we said, what is the Lashon of the bracha? But Sivan al-Varech Yisrael Yisrael Ba'ahava, and we said, then we also discussed his two Yehi Ratzons. When he starts going up, or the way Rashi explained it, once he's up at the duchen, there's one Yehi Ratzon, Shetehei Bracha Zu, Shetzivan al-Varech Yisrael Lo Yehiba Michshal, and then at the end, what was the Rebbeinu? There was a Rebbeinu Shalom that the Kehanim made. Asinu Masha Kozar Tolenu after they actually made the bracha. Okay, and then we had a bunch of dinim that discussed the way we formatted it was A can't do X until B does Y. Right, and we started with the first that the Kehanim can't bend their fingers; they have to have straight fingers while they're giving the bracha until Kishra. That's the same until. They turn their faces away from the tzibur, okay? And then we said that the kairei can't call the kaihanim until the amen of the berchas of haidah, until that amen is finished, until that is finished by the tzibur. Then we said the kaihanim cannot start the bracha until the makre says kaihanim. Sorry. So again, the one before was the kaire can't say kaihanim until the bracha tzibur is finished saying amen from the bracha. And then the kaihanim can't start the bracha until the kaihanim is done from the kaire. And then we said the tzibur can't answer amen until the bracha of the kaihanim is done. The kaihanim can't start with the next bracha, or the way we explained it was the hiratzin at the end, until the amen is finished by the tzibur. The kaihanim cannot turn their faces back away from the tzibur, back to the arayin, towards the shechina, until we start Sim Shalom, and they can't leave until the shatz finishes Sim Shalom. And then we had a similar sort of procedure in regards to Kriyas HaTeira, that the tzibur can't answer amen before the kore finishes making his bracha, and then the kore can't start reading until the tzibur finishes amen, and then the matargam can't start his thing until the kore finishes reading his pasuk, and then the kore can't start the next pasuk until the targim is finished as matargim. Okay, and then we had a couple of the dinim in regards to maftir benavi, that you have to get an aliyah first, and we said that you have to wait until the glila is done in order to start the haftira, and not only that, you have to wait. Rashi explained it, that the mantel had to be on as well, and we said that the the person in charge was not allowed to, again, in a situation where they were bringing the Sefer Torah in, it's not Kavara Tzibar to remove all the decorative cloths that they used to put up around the Teva. Okay, and then we also said that the Tzibar, again, similar, follows this sort of thing, that you can't do X until A can't do X until B does Y, right? So the Tzibar is not allowed to leave until the Sefer Torah was at least picked up to start leaving. And that was a machlekes. It seemed like it was a machlekes. And whereas if it's not a machlekes, Shmuel said that you have to wait until the Sefer Torah exits the building. We said it depends if there's two exits or one. Okay, when there's one exit, you have to wait for the Sefer Torah to leave. And Rava said that it was explained because of the pasuk, Achrei Hashem Elokeichem, Te Leichem.